Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. We bless the name of the Lord for another wonderful day. I will thank God for what God has been using this prophetic decree and prophetic declaration to perform in the life of people. We appreciate those who have been sending text messages to us, those who have been calling us. We appreciate the testimony forwarded to us. And we appreciate all those who have been sharing this prophetic decree with their friends. We appreciate you so much. The Almighty God will bless you. The Almighty God will uphold you. The Almighty God will also send deliverer on your way in Jesus' name. It's a very good thing when you are able to send such kind of thing to your friends. When you are enjoying it, you should be able to also send it across to them. Sharing it with them is of importance, and we appreciate you so much. We pray that God will continue to uphold you. We pray that God will continue to strengthen you. We pray that the mercy of God will not depart from your life in Jesus' name. I want to tell you that God has been working wonders through this prophetic decree, and God is going to do more in your life in Jesus' name. Connecting to this program is the beginning of your new level of greatness. It's the beginning of your new level of lifting. It's the beginning of new level of financial favor in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every decree against your destiny shall be canceled. Every judgment against your life in the coven shall be nullified. No power rises up against your destiny will succeed. Those who have gone far against your life, I pray God will destroy the agenda in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, associate yourself together, O ye people, and thou shalt be broken to pieces. I pray that every evil association against you shall be broken to pieces. Every evil prayer against you shall be destroyed by fire. Power that is visiting the graveyard, power that is visiting the river, power that is visiting altars, power that is visiting the shrine against your destiny shall be disgraced. Grace shall be destroyed and be paralyzed in the name of Jesus Christ. I prophesy, listen to me now, this word of prophecy is powerful. I prophesy now that all those who gather against you, who vow that you will not be more than this, in the name that is above all names, within the next 10 days, all of them shall come under your feet in the name of Jesus Christ. God will work wonders in your life. God will promote your destiny. God will establish you. God will make you great in the name of Jesus Christ. Are there some powers fighting arrow against your destiny? I command the arrow to go back to the sender in the name of Jesus Christ. Those who form evil association against your life, they shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus Christ, and that join hands together to destroy you, they shall be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. Every satanic animal programmed against your destiny shall be flushed out of your life in the name of Jesus Christ. I know that God is working, and I pray that wherever the enemy has gathered themselves together to make sure that you don't rise up right away, I command a bomb of fire to blow against them in the name of Jesus Christ. You are welcome to another day, another wonderful day, the 23rd day of the month of November, year 2020. I want to thank God for what God has been doing. I want to appreciate God for what God will do. And I'm telling you that now, that in today, God is going to do wonders in your life. Today, God is going to walk in a greater dimension in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Briefly, I'll be talking about defeating anti-adverse forces. Defeating anti-adverse forces. Look at Judges chapter 6. Judges chapter 6, verse 1. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. And the Lord delivered them into the hand of Midian 7 years. And the hand of Midian prevailed against Israel. And because of Midianites, the children of Israel made them the den which are in the mountain and cave and stronghold. And it was so when Israel had sown that the Midianites came up, and the Amalekites and the children of the east, even they came up against them. Look at verse 3 again. And so it was when Israel had sown, that the Midianites came up, and the Amalekites and the children of the east, even they came up against them, and they camped against them, and destroyed the increase, underline, and destroyed the increase of the earth, till thou come unto Gaza, and left no sustenance for Israel, neither sheep, nor ox, nor ass. For they came up with their cattle and their tents, and they came as grasshoppers, so many for multitude, for both they and their camel were without numbers, and they entered into the land to destroy it. And Israel was greatly impoverished because of Midianite, and the children of Israel cried unto the Lord. You can see what happened to the children of Israel. You can see what happened to the children of Israel. So terrible. Look at the Israelites in that place. Israelites will go and sow. After they have sown, they will begin to wet it they begin to nurture it. But when the time for them to harvest arrives, the time they're supposed to harvest what they have sown, the time they're supposed to go there and begin to reap what they have sown, then the Amalekite will come, then the Midianite will come, then the children of the east will come. They will come in multitude, and they will come with their cattle. They will come to the farm and devour everything. The Bible says they come like grasshopper, multitude. They will devour everything, and they will never leave anything for the people of Israel. For the children of Israel, you can see this is terrible. This is what we call anti-harvest forces. Forces that will allow someone to labor. Forces that will allow somebody to sweat. Forces that will allow somebody to gather. Forces that will not come when you are laboring. Forces that will not come when you are gathering. Forces that will not come when you are sowing. Oh, very terrible forces indeed. Very terrible kind of forces. Forces that will be looking at you when you are sowing. Forces that will not come when you and your husband, you are living in one room. Forces that will not come when you are managing yourself and you are managing with just a little money you have. Forces that will not come when you are living just in half a room. Forces that will not come when there was nothing in your life. But now, when you have suffered, when you have labored, when you have sweated, these forces will come. And when they come to destroy. When they come to steal. When they come to waste. And they come to waste totally. They come for utterly destruction. So that fellow will not be able to enjoy what he has labored for. No wonder. The Bible says, for a man to labor and enjoy what he has labored for, it is the gift of God. Oh, truly, it is the gift of God. Because these forces are all over the places. They make sure some people labor. You can imagine, somebody who labored and labored for many years, 35 years in service. And for him now to retire, he find out he has some sickness. And they have to rush him to hospital. And he was down in that sickness, up and down, wasting the whole money he has gathered, the money that he has saved, and he was going up and down in this, rushing him up and down, taking him from one hospital to hospital. This is anti-harvest forces. They make sure that they wasted all the resources. Beloved, have you labored so much, and the enemy is scattering that labor? Have you labored upon your children, and some wicked people have scattered your children away from you? Have you labored over anything, and the enemy is not allowing you to enjoy it? Have you labored on that? Have you labored on that marriage? Oh, and look at what the enemy is doing. You labor so much to get married, but they don't want you to have children. Have you labored so much on investment? Or if you labor with an investment, have you labored in business? And they don't want you to reap it. Listen to me. That is the purpose of today. All powers that gather together that will not harvest what you have labored for, that power shall be buried alive. In the name of Jesus Christ, these powers, they are dangerous powers. They are powers that will be looking at you when you are laboring. But when you are now about to harvest, they will begin to come. They will devour. We call them anti-harvest forces. Anti-harvest is anything that opposes or contrary to harvest. God expects the children of his own children to labor and to harvest. That is God's portion for our lives. But if we are now experiencing this kind of terrible forces, we need to pray against them. We need to pray against them. To harvest is to gather. To harvest is to reap your blessing. To harvest is for you to enjoy the fruit of your labor. Oh, you have labored, you must enjoy it. To harvest is to have a reward. You have labored, you must have reward. To harvest is to have compensation for your work. You have labored, you must have compensation for that work. Every power, any personality, any spirit assigned against your harvest shall die in the name of Jesus Christ. Anything planted into your life to make you to now begin at your old age running from one hospital to the other, such things shall be uprooted in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray any force assigned to destroy your labor, I command them to be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. Anti-harvest forces, they are terrible forces. What are these forces? Number one, they are emptiers. Number two, they are spoilers. Number three, they are devourers. Number four, they are destroyers. Number five, they are wasters. Number six, they are power of desolation. Number seven, they are strong men of darkness. Number eight, they are terrible also wickedness. These are wicked anti-harvest forces. Number nine is the power of curses. Number 10 is the power of evil covenants. They are dangerous. They come when somebody is about to harvest. Number 11 or number 10, they are eaters of flesh and drinkers of blood. These are the anti-harvest forces. emptiers, wasters, destroyers, wherever they are in your family, I bury their activities in the name of Jesus Christ. Immediately these forces are in operation, you begin to have some experience in your dream, and you begin to see yourself having bad dreams, and it's showing that these forces are there. They are anti-progress forces. They are terrible forces. They are forces that bring somebody back to primary school. They are forces that bring somebody back to his secondary school. They are forces that you see yourself back in the village, in the dream, or after you have left the village many years ago. It is called anti-adverse forces. When you are having this kind of dreams, you need to fight very, very hard. Signs that you are under their bondage, there will be slippery blessing, failure at the edge of breakthrough. Evil arrow will be coming. Sometimes you will be attacked with discouragement. Oh, there will be kind of terrible attack in a dream. You will be having a leaking pocket. Oh, that person will battle with sickness and infirmity. That person who has labor now, for him to enjoy, you'll find out that he's now wasting his money on sickness, wasting his money to cater for useless things. It is anti-advent forces. But I tell you, every anti-advent force contending against your destiny shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus Christ. Do you want to silence them? Do you want to bury the activity? Do you want to destroy them? The first thing to do is to surrender your life to Jesus. The second thing to do is to make up your mind that these forces must not prosper in your life. You can't contend against them if you have not confessed. The Bible says the children of Israel, they have sinned. They sinned against God, and God handed them over to the Midianites. Most of the time, it's because of our sins that allow the enemy to deal with us in this way. Beloved, it is time for you to recover. It is time for you to take your portion. All what the anti-advent forces have stolen from your hand must be recovered today. Wherever you are, if you have not given your life to Jesus, begin to confess your sin now. Begin to tell the Lord, I come before you. Have mercy upon me. I am sorry for my sin. I want to regain what the enemy has stolen from me. I must enjoy my labor. Oh, I must enjoy my reward. Oh, my benefit must be released. It is time. Begin to talk to the Lord. Masekeke lebo shiotorikai. Bambrakonde lebo ronsatalaba. Lempa konta lokotai. Remo konta. Remo ponta leba kadaba. Lempa konde lebo shitakayaba. Remo panta. In the name of Shatalaba. Rempa tokumbrakonserikai. Thank you, Father. Repeat after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I'm sorry for my sin. Oh, come into my life. I say bye-bye to this sin in my life. I declare publicly that you are my Lord and Savior. Take control of my life in Jesus' name, pray. Daddy, I present these people before you. Save their soul and break the yoke of sin in their life. Empower them to destroy anti-adverse forces in Jesus' name, pray. Beloved, we are going to pray now, because when a man labor, it is your right to harvest it. The power that is waiting for you at the bus stop of your harvest, the power that is waiting for you at the tail end of your harvest, the power that is waiting for you when you have labored for many years, the power that say you will not enjoy that labor, the power that say you will not enjoy your children, the power that say you will not enjoy your health, the power that say you will not enjoy your marriage, the power that say you will not enjoy your business, the power that say you will not enjoy your money. Hear me and hear me very well. With the oil of prophet upon my head, I command that power. Wherever they are hearing me for, within 10 days, I bury them alive in the name of Jesus. I command them to be destroyed, be destroyed, be destroyed, be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, we are going to pray, and I want you to pray very well. Say, every witchcraft power in my foundation assigned to waste my harvest, there in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft power in my foundation assigned to waste my harvest, here in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft power in my foundation assigned to waste my harvest, there in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft power in my foundation assigned to waste my harvest, there in Jesus' name we pray. Say, devourer of darkness in my foundation, there in the name of Jesus. Devourer of darkness in my foundation, there in the name of Jesus. Devourer of darkness in my foundation, there in the name of Jesus. Devourer of darkness in my foundation, there in the name of Jesus. Devourer of darkness in my foundation, there in the name of Jesus. Devourer of darkness in my foundation, there in Jesus' name. Say, power attacking me at the edge of my breakthroughs, Yeah, in the name of Jesus, powers attacking me at the edge of my breakthrough. Yeah, in the name of Jesus, powers attacking me at the edge of my breakthrough. Yeah, in the name of Jesus, powers attacking me at the edge of my breakthrough. Yeah, in the name of Jesus, powers attacking me at the edge of my breakthrough. Yeah, in the name of Jesus, powers attacking me at the edge of my breakthrough. Yeah, in Jesus' name, pray. Say the fingers of household wickedness. The fingers of household wickedness in the affairs of my life, wither in the name of Jesus. The fingers of household wickedness in the affairs of my life, wither, 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 wither in the name of Jesus. The fingers of household wickedness in the affairs of my life, wither, 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 wither in Jesus' name. Say every sickness programmed into my blood to waste my harvest. Yeah, in the name of Jesus, every sickness programmed to my blood to waste my harvest. Yeah, in the name of Jesus, every sickness programmed to my life to waste my harvest. Yeah, in the name of Jesus, every sickness programmed to my life to waste my harvest. Yeah, 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 in Jesus' name, pray. My beloved, when a man labor, he must have reward. When a man labor, he must be compensated. When a man labor, he must get his benefit. Any power that want to waste your benefit, any power that want to put you into error at the edge of your retirement age, any power that want to destroy you, any gang up of darkness that want to conspire against you in order to frustrate you, I command them to be destroyed, be destroyed, be destroyed, be destroyed. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and say, any power assigned to embarrass me, any power assigned to embarrass me, assigned to disgrace me, wherever you are, there, in the name of Jesus, any power assigned to embarrass me, assigned to disgrace me, wherever you are, there, in the name of Jesus, any power assigned to embarrass me, assigned to disgrace me, wherever you are, there, in Jesus' name, pray. Say everything in me cooperating with anti-harvest forces, come out and die in the name of Jesus. Anything in me cooperating with anti-harvest forces, come out and die in the name of Jesus. Anything in me cooperating with anti-harvest forces, come out, 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 in the name of Jesus. Anything in me cooperating with anti-harvest forces, come out in Jesus' name. Pray. Get your bottle of oil now. We are going to pray that prayer again, but get your bottle of oil and a bottle of water. If you have a bottle of oil, available. If you don't have, get a bottle of water. Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak as a prophet of God into this bottle of water and this bottle of oil. I command them to be charged with the fire of God. Be charged with the fire of God. Be charged with the fire of God. I program the blood of Jesus into this bottle of oil, into this bottle of water. I challenge them with power. I challenge them with fire. They shall carry power. They shall carry fire. They shall carry deliverance power. They shall carry yoke-breaking power in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, I want you to anoint your head. And you pray very well like this. Say, any power calling my name for demotion in any witchcraft coven, there, in the name of Jesus, any power calling my name for demotion in any witchcraft coven, there, in the name of Jesus, any power calling my name for demotion in any witchcraft coven, there, in the name of Jesus, any power calling my name for demotion in any witchcraft coven, there, in the name of Jesus, any power calling my name for demotion in any witchcraft coven, there, 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 in Jesus' name we pray. Take the oil and anoint your chest. Place your hand on your chest. Say, anything in me cooperating with anti-harvest forces, come out and die in the name of Jesus. Anything in me cooperating with anti-harvest forces, come out there, come out there, come out there, come out there, come out, 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 come out. Anything in you that is cooperating with anti-harvest forces, anything in you now, I address you. Anything in you that is cooperating with anti-harvest forces, at the sound of my voice, they shall begin to come out. I challenge them. Anything inside your body, anything inside your soul, anything in your spirit that is cooperating with anti-harvest forces, hear me now. I command you, come out, 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 come out. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now take the oil now and anoint your two ears. Anoint your two ears. Just a little, anoint your two ears. And pray very well at it. Say, any stranger of darkness in my two ears, Go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Any stranger of darkness in my 2 ears, go back to the sender. Go back, go back, go back, go back, go back. Any stranger of darkness in my 2 ears, go back to the sender. 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 In Jesus. So hold your 2 ears. Put your 2 hand there. Say, evil arrow, fire into my 2 ears. Go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. If I don't fire into my 2 ears, go back, 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 go back to the sender in Jesus' name. Pray, take the oil and drink the oil now. Drink the oil. Something is happening now. Something is happening. Drink the oil now. Oh, yes. Then you shout it loud and clear. Say, any evil thing programmed into my body to waste my health. Yeah, in the name of Jesus, any evil thing programmed into my body to waste my health. Yeah, in the name of Jesus, any evil thing programmed into my body to waste my health. Yeah, any evil thing programmed into my body to waste my health. Yeah, in Jesus' name, pray. Shout it like this. Say, poison of darkness in my body, I cover you out. Poison of darkness in my body, I cough you out. Cough it out. Cough it out. Cough it out. Don't swallow it. Cough it out. Poison of darkness, I cough you out. Poison of darkness programmed to my body, I cough you out. Cough it 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 out. That is deliverance. Something is coming out. Cough it out. In the name of Jesus, poison of darkness inside my body, I cough you out. I cough you out. I cough you out. Don't swallow it. Put it out. Put it out. Push it out. Push it out. Push it out. I cough you 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 out. In Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your name. Something is happening to that sister there. Yes, let the Lord perfect that work. Something is coming out. Strangers of darkness, satanic animal. What that thing they program into your womb is coming out. Now your womb is open. The padlock of darkness in that womb has been broken. Look at it. Look at it. Masita, the poison of the serpent is coming out. Vomit it out. Matika paja in those soto kayaba. Aha, aha. Now put the oil on your navel. Put the oil on your navel. As we are going to pray this prayer with anger, with fire, you will shout it very, very well. As you pray now, something very strange will begin to happen. Say, wasters, emptiers, devourers, program into my life. Come out. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Wasters, devourers, emptiers, program into my life. Yeah. Come out. Wasters, devourers, emptiers, program into your life. Come out. There, come out. There, come out. There. I command them now. As I'm praying now, they are coming out from your body. You wasters, you devourers, you emptiers, program into the life of that sister, program into the life of that brother, program into the body, program into the soul and the spirit. I challenge you now. I say, come out. There, come on. 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 Come out. 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 Now. Come out. Now. In Jesus' name we pray. Oh, that sister on the sick bed, I command you to rise up from that sick bed. Get strength. The ears of that sister that cannot hear very well is hearing now. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Something is working. That sister can hear very well. The evil load on your head has been shifted away. The arrow fire into your 2 ears has gone back to the sender. Activity of household wickedness over your lives have been broken. You will enjoy the fruit of your labor in the name of Jesus Christ. Every door that has been opened for you, every door that God has opened and the enemy has decided to close it, I command that door to be forcefully open now. In the name of Jesus, Makata Paraba. Now take the oil and anoint your 2 hands. Anoint your 2 hands and pray like this. Say, anything programmed to my hands to scatter what I have labored for, come out. Yeah, in the name of Jesus, anything programmed into your hand to scatter what you have labored for, come out. Yeah, come out. Yeah, come out. Yeah, come out. Yeah, anything programmed into your 2 hands to scatter what you have labored for, come out. Yeah, come out. Yeah, come out. Yeah. Sometimes you see some people doing some things. When you go and meet them, say, why did you do it? They will tell you, I didn't even know I've done it. Oh, they have scattered what they have labored for. Any evil thing programmed into your hand to scatter what you have labored for, to scatter what you have labored for, to scatter what you have gathered for years, I command that thing. Hear me and hear me very well. As I'm praying, I want you to be shaking that hand. I command that thing now. I command you. Come out. Now, be shaking that hand as you hear the authority, as you hear the command. I command that thing programmed into your two hands. Hear me and hear me very well. Anything programmed into that hand to scatter what you have gathered, to scatter what you have labored for, I command you now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out there, come out there, come out there, come out there, come out there. Shake your hand, shake your hand, shake, shake that hand. Come out there, 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 come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Yeah, in Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your two legs now. I decree that your legs shall be anointed. Your legs shall take you to the land of promise. Your legs shall not destroy you. Your legs shall take you in the light of into the land of dominion. Your leg, with your leg, you will dominate. With your leg, you will subdue. In the name of Jesus Christ, your leg will lead you and connect you to destiny helper. Your legs will take you to a place of destiny fulfillment. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Heavenly Father. I decree into your life now that as from today, the glory that has been stolen from you shall be recovered in the name of Jesus Christ. The spoilers shall be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. Any power assigned to embarrass you, any power assigned to put you to shame shall be arrested and be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. Powers militating against your fulfillment, power militating against your lifting. If your amen can roar like thunder, that power shall be destroyed. They shall be destroyed. They shall be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. Any power, any personality, any spirit assigned to make you to labor in vain, that power shall die in the name of Jesus. Why can't you shout louder three times? Say, I shall not labor in vain in the name of Jesus. I shall not labor in vain in the name. Third time, I shall not labor in vain in the name of Jesus. You will not labor in vain in the name of Jesus. Any power contending with answers of your prayers shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus Christ. Any power waiting for you at the point of harvest to destroy what you have labored for, that power shall be buried alive in the name of Jesus Christ. The glory of God shall cover your destiny in the name of Jesus Christ. God will empower you to rewrite the story of your family for good in the name of Jesus Christ. Covenant of hard labor program into your life shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Covenant of hard labor program into your hand shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. You spirit of profitless hard work that is programmed to the life of that brother, I bind you and I cast you away in the name of Jesus Christ. Anti-harvest forces, anti-harvest powers waiting for you at the edge of your breakthrough. Before you get there, I bury you in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak unto every force of darkness contending with you. Anyone that has accepted witchcraft to deal with you, anyone that vow that you, they will show you prepare, I command them to be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. Whosoever a vow to use you as sacrifice shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus Christ. Any power that want to repay what your parent has done against them, they want to repay it on your head, they want to repay the evil on your head, I command them to be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. Whosoever program evil into your life, hey, I command them to carry their load in the name of Jesus Christ. Any sacrifice taken to any crossroad against your destiny shall backfire in the name of Jesus Christ. There shall be victory in your life. There shall be success in your life. Your destiny shall manifest. It is your season of great manifestation. You will manifest by fire. 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 This is your season of great manifestation. This is your season of testimony. This is your season of decoration. This is your season of celebration. Receive the grace to celebrate in the name of Jesus. Be empowered to celebrate in the name of Jesus. Begin to wear the garment of celebration. Begin to wear the garment of decoration. Begin to wear the garment of favor in the name of Jesus Christ. This week shall favor you. It's your week of multiple harvests. This week shall favor you. It's your week of testimony. This week shall favor you. It's your week of joy and breakthrough. Don't forget that this month is our month of multiple harvests, and you will really harvest what you have labored for. You will enjoy your benefit. You will enjoy the good thing that the Lord has done through you. You will receive compensation in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with you. The Lord will uphold you to the end. The Lord will fight for you. The Lord will sustain you. And the Lord will disgrace your enemy in the name of Jesus Christ. This week, you shall not encounter evil. This week, you shall not encounter sorrow. This week, you shall not encounter tragedy. This week, your portion shall not be untimely death. This week, you shall not encounter sickness. sickness. This week, you shall not encounter anything or accident in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with you. God will continue to uphold you. God will continue to strengthen you. Wherever you are hearing me for, hear me and hear me very well. This week is your week of greater success. I decree as a prophet of the living God that the power of God will catapult you to the next level of testimony. So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. God bless you in Jesus' name. Oh, in case you want to contact me, you can send a text to me, send it to my SMS, send it through SMS, or send it through WhatsApp. I will get the information. My number still remains the same, 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. God bless you.